This is about to get interesting.
I can't look at him. I can't look at him. I'm too embarrassed, Wendy.
So, you know, the thing is...
We have to introduce you first.
Okay,
you should do it because you need to do some sucking up here.
Thomasine Nicholas is the greatest thespian of our time. I have said that many times, Thomas, not because you're sitting here, but I said... When you look at your great actors...
Is that the third time you've said it? Because it's the third time I've been on the Bill and Wendy show.
It's the third time I've said it.
This year?
Right, yeah. You lead the league, by the way.
I feel like I'm like the third co-host. I'm like the third wheel of the Bill and Wendy show.
You're welcome back. Anytime.
Are.
We like a third wheel.
Thomas Ian Nicholas is here, obviously, for the third time. You were kind enough to ask me to host an event that takes place tonight. You wanted me to host this event. You have a new movie that's being released.
Yeah, it's released in theaters Friday the 13th nationwide. It's called The Lost Tree.
Yep.
And I decided to turn into a Chicago premiere at the Music Box. And I thought, you know, I need someone to moderate the Q&A.
Yeah.
You know, the first person I thought of?
Oprah.
It was Oprah? If it was Oprah, I'm in good company.
Yes.
Sorry, Bill.
After right. Oprah.
Anthony Rizzo.
You were my runner-up to
all
Oprah,
right. I'll
Bill.
Take that.
Bill, of course, has starred in Major League 1 and 2.
Yeah. Thank you. A bunch of TV credits.
You see, you're gonna try to turn...
The Magic Door.
Yeah, I was in The Magic Door.
Are we gonna like turn this around? Am I gonna accept an apology from Bill for flaking out on moderating the Q&A tonight? Or
he admitted because
the thing is, I would be all good with that. I'd be all good with that. But here's the issue.
Yeah,
I walk in here. I go, so is there a game tomorrow? Because obviously, you know, the Cubbies. We're going to race
but
for the pennant again.
Should we say that's why you turned this down?
I turned it down because a little over a week ago when you asked, we didn't know what the schedule would be if the Cubs were to advance. As it turned out last night, they are advancing. But I thought there's a really good possibility that the Cubs will be playing the Dodgers, you know, and I don't want to miss that. And I could have lied, right? I could have said...
That was a lame excuse, yeah, I thought.
But here's the thing. So I walk into the studio, I go, hey, Bill, so is there a game on Friday? No. Do you want to just come to the movie? And I see this hesitation.
Seriously?
Hesitation.
It wasn't hesitation. I think I asked, I said, do you already have a host? Because if you didn't have a host, I'd be there in a second. I really would. But you have selected a host.
Well, yeah, I had to replace you.
I know. Well,
you are replaceable,
oh,
Bill.
I know
we
that.
All are.
I'm told that on a daily basis. Somebody comes up to me, sometimes a family member, sometimes Wendy, somebody I work with at the station. Sometimes a total stranger will walk up to me and go, Bill, you're replaceable. And I know that.
I got a TV personality from
Who'd
the Jam
get?
Show. I got Jordan from the Jam Show, oh. Jordan Cordette.
Oh, Jordan's good.
Yeah.
Why are you friends with Bill? So wait, I saw you and heard you cordially say, you know, hey, that's all right, whatever, we got someone else, we got Jordan, will you please come to the premiere?
Right. I even offered to buy Bill's ticket.
Yeah,
if I can, because
the movie that at Music Box tonight, it's a hybrid premiere, so we're doing a red carpet and all that stuff, but tickets are available to the public.
Oh, they are still?
Yes.
Right. Where do they get them?
How do people get them?
You can get them online at the Music Box Theater website.
Yeah,
or you can buy them right at the box office.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, I didn't see him hesitate. He hesitated?
No.
Yeah,
did I?
Are you coming?
I can't.
Oh, no hesitation now. Just a straight up decline. What if Jordan cancels? Then would you come?
If Jordan does cancel, if something bad should befall him, I would be happy. I'd be happy.
Can I give Bill a little credit, which is very rare, so write this down.
All right.
On Friday the 13th.
Friday the
13th. 10:44.
Yeah.
I do respect you being honest, because I'm the one who will go, oh, I'm going to try and make it, and I have no intention of doing it. So good for you for being 100% honest.
Thank you, Wendy. Everybody's advice said, well, you got to make up some story, because if you say you're not coming because of a baseball game, he's going to think you're
no,
a
No, I understood the baseball
person.
Game.
Hey, Bill, I'm going out for White Castles tonight. You want to come with me?
Yeah.
Good. I'll pick you up at 7.
All right.
Okay, A, he's saying that to be funny. He does not want to do that either.
I would do that.
Can I get some White Castles?
Yeah, here, we can get you some.
I'll bring a bite.
We can get you some. But wouldn't that have been horrible if I said, oh, I a family member is sick and I have to care for
And then
for
I see
them.
A picture of you at the game.
Right. Wouldn't that have been the worst thing in the world? I wouldn't do that. So I thank you. I get a point for honesty.
You do.
But
honesty hurts, but it's the best policy.
All week long, especially with the rains we had the other day, a game was rained out. I'm like, boy, what if this game is Friday night? What would I have done in that situation? When you remember Kevin, who was our producer, Kevin was planning a wedding and didn't want to do it on a night where there could potentially be a Blackhawk playoff game.
But there was, and he had the TV on.
Yeah.
And at the wedding.
Yeah, because, you know, come on, a wedding is something you plan way in advance.
Yes, yes.
And Bill actually showed up at the wedding, believe it or not.
I did. And if I didn't, Jordan would.
Because there was a TV there.
Right, right. I kept cheering during the wedding. Yes, yes, power play, yes, yes.
Is there anyone that would like to know? Yes, I mean, no.
No, I don't. Tell us about the movie, please.
Yeah, yeah. It's a perfect movie for Friday the 13th. It's a scary movie. It's a horror. A horror movie.
Yes, we heard the second syllable.
Yes.
We know.
The Lost Tree.
Were you a fan of horror movies growing up?
I was. I mean, I got to be in like one of the, you know, the sequels of The Originator, Halloween Resurrection. Mm-hmm. I was in that. So that was my first foray into...
Produced by a newsmaker.
Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
What didn't he produce?
And boy,
good intentions.
List,
a clean career.
All the list of females coming forward.
He didn't produce Respect.
Right, right. That's the one thing.
Can I just jump in with something after reading the list that they had of all the women who have certain instances that happened with HW? A majority of them I have not heard of. Is that because they turned him down?
Oh.
There are some big names. Mira
right.
Sorvino.
Kate Beckinsale came forward yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of names.
Ashley Judd, Gwyneth Paltrow,
right.
Angelina Jolie.
Where did this guy find time to produce movies? If you look at the amount of women that he did something horrible with over the years, you go, this was like a full-time job for this guy.
Well, it wasn't like he was on set ever.
No, that's true.
I never met him.
These were after hours.
No.
Wow.
Well, you don't. They don't have to. I mean, it's, you know, it's produced by his company.
His
so,
production company. Sure.
You know, he's there making decisions,
right?
But from like a desk.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
where he found all the time, yeah. I guess.
When
in between phone calls.
When you did your Halloween movie, and it was Halloween Witch. Do you remember
which
number
I get
it was?
It.
No, not that kind of witch.
Oh.
The other kind of witch.
Resurrection. Oh, what number it was?
Yeah.
8.
It was Halloween 8.
Wow.
So at that point, Michael Myers had almost killed everybody. There was almost nobody left.
Right.
Right.
Well, and Jamie Lee Curtis actually...
Was she in this one?
She was in this one. It was supposed to be her last one. She said, I only agreed to do this if they killed off my character, so I don't have to do these films anymore.
Laurie Strode?
And now she's doing another one.
Oh, wow. Hmm. Wow. Wow. But
the kids like those movies.
The kids love the
slasher. I mean, I think
movies.
She's doing it because John Carpenter's involved again.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. So it's kind of like a return to the, you know, the basic idea. And I mean, Jamie's great. I'm not faulting her for changing her mind. Everyone's allowed
Everyone
to change
does
their
that.
Mind. Yeah. And obviously it's so many years later.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I would say The Lost Tree isn't like a horror movie like that. It's more, it's got elements of a thriller. It kind of actually, you know, sort of mutates. It starts out as a drama.
Yeah.
Kind of goes into the thriller, has a lot of suspense, and then kind of goes into the horror at the end.
That's excellent.
So it's kind of a nice ride, a Friday the 13th ride. Not necessarily like a first date ride.
No, sure. That's okay.
Lacey Chabert's in it. I love her.
Yeah.
Michael Madsen, Scott Grimes.
We were lucky with a very great cast. And we're also very fortunate as an independent film to get a theatrical release. We are literally... Okay, so... So independent films, we come out on Redbox and VOD and in stores on Blu-ray and DVD in January.
Yeah.
That's like 5% of independent films that actually get made to DVD and Blu-ray. And then 1% of that 5% get theatrical releases.
And that's it.
So we're like the
Congrats.
1%ers of the indie filmmakers.
But that's interesting
Thank
that you.
You
already know in advance. This is the middle of October, but you already know the release date for DVDs and Redbox and everything.
Well, we kind of, you know, we got that distribution deal first because that's really the main point of distribution.
Yeah.
The theatrical release is really, you know, I don't know. It's cool and it's fun and it's exciting
yeah.
and, you know, we want it to do well.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the main bread and butter is the ancillary, you know. But the theaters are so exciting.
Oh, sure.
But we, Absolutely. You know, we had this time, so we decided to get into some theaters, and then I think we were in like a couple of theaters. We got to like 4,
mm-hmm.
including the Music Box,
mm-hmm.
And our sales agent said, well, you know, if you can get into 30 theaters, you can upgrade from VOD to SVOD, which I guess stands for Super VOD.
I don't
video
know
on demand.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what super video on demand
is
either. But I want it. I want to be super. Everyone wants to be super, right?
Thomas Ian Nicholas is here. If you want to disappoint him, you can. 312-981-7200. I did. It's fun. More in a moment. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Guys.
It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder along with Thomas Ian Nicholas. He has a new movie out, The Lost Tree. The premiere is tonight at the Music Box Theater over on Southport. It's an 8:30 p.m. start at the red carpet, and then the film screens at 9:30. Also in the movie, along with Thomas, are Lacey Chabert, Scott Grimes, and Michael Madsen. Any incidents with Michael Madsen? He's a little crazy.
No, he was cool.
Was he?
He was cool. He plays like kind of against type in this movie. He plays the caring dad, not the tough guy, you know, that we know him as.
That's very strange for him.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
That's for damn.
Yep. No question about it.
Yeah, and then don't forget we have an after party at HVAC after the movie's done. Well, Q&A after the movie.
So everyone's allowed to come to the after party.
Yeah, of course.
And then what goes on at the Q&A? People will ask you questions about character motivation.
You're a genius.
Kind of like what we're doing here, right?
This is our Q&A, Bill.
This is like a sample Q&A.
Yeah.
That's how a Q&A should go, Wendy. Happy it's following suit.
How's your band going?
Band's going well. I actually, I was in New York yesterday for the New York premiere of The Lost Tree. We did the LA one on Monday at the Chinese Theater.
Was there a
Q&A? We did a Q&A. Yeah. And then at the after party, I actually played.
Oh, that's
an
cool.
Acoustic set. So I'm not doing that tonight because I've only had about an hour of sleep.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're a jet setter.
Yeah.
All these back-to-back premieres.
Yeah.
You can lay down if you want. If you're tired, you can lay down.
No, I'm good. I got a cup of coffee in me. I'm good. I'm going.
Now, I know that your pedigree is movies like The Rookie. So, Rookie of the Year. I'm sorry, not The Rookie. What is The Rookie?
Dennis Quaid.
American Pie.
Not that. I'm getting old, but not that old.
You're not that old. Are you watching the playoffs? You're aware, of course, of last night's game.
Yeah, and how the Cubs make all their game wins like a movie in and of itself.
Don't they, though?
How about that? We talked about that before. I'm a Sox fan, but I was happy for the Cubs, and it didn't look good. I'll be honest with you. The game's tied at 2, and I said the Cubs just have this certain way of coming back from beyond. And boy, they did it.
Yeah, I mean, look back at, you know, winning the World Series last year.
Mm-hmm.
That whole, like, thing and extra innings and the 20-minute rain delay, like, you know, it just couldn't have been more suspenseful.
Did you throw the first pitch out for? Was it the Cubs or the White Sox earlier this season?
The Cubs.
It's
always the Cubs.
I would hope so.
I've been invited to do it for the Sox and
you've turned them down.
Because Cubs. Can't you like them both? I don't believe that anyone can except you, Bill.
Did you use my policy of honesty? Like when they asked you, did you go, I'm not doing a White Sox first pitch?
It wasn't directly for me. It was with Wizard World when I came out. Because I had come out with my band on tour in the beginning of August.
Yeah.
And threw out the first pitch. And then I was coming back at the end of August for Wizard World Comic-Con. And the Wizard will call me and they go, hey, would you like to throw out the first pitch for the White Sox? I was like, you probably don't want me to do that. And they're like, gee, why? And I'm like, let's talk about this for a minute.
See, I was honesty a Cub. Works, though, doesn't it?
That's what
I don't know what they told
them.
I think they just offered up Lou Ferrigno instead.
He smashed the ball before he threw it.
Hulk smash. Actually, he didn't talk in the original Hulk
series.
He was shy. He played the bashful version of the Hulk.
Did he wear a little uniform with the legs cut off and everything when he threw out the first pitch?
He probably could, dude. He's still built.
Oh, like, yeah. He came in
stronger
here.
Stronger now than ever before. And then I was messing with him when he came in. And I go, Lou, you've let yourself go. What happened to you? And he just looks at me like, I've not let myself go. No, I'm kidding. Don't hurt me.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, he does have a temper just like the Hulk. You don't want to make him mad.
How's the book?
The book's doing well. We're, you know, still going around and doing a lot of, you know, book in stores at books or books in stores at bookstores
in store appearances.
Yes,
in
store appearances.
Book signings?
Still taking on
Q&A?
Wizard World tour. We have Oklahoma City coming up next and Austin.
You are busy.
Yeah, so we're still, you know, gearing up into, you know, start pre-production here pretty soon, and then I have another film coming out in January, which I told you about last time, Living Among Us. So when The Lost Tree hits Redbox, I'll probably be back in Chicago
That's
again
fine.
For, you
You're
know,
always
another
welcome
premiere.
Here. What is the new one about?
The Living Among Us?
Yeah.
It's a found footage vampire movie.
Oh, that sounds good.
So it's about a documentary crew that gets invited to interview a supposed house of vampires to prove or disprove.
That sounds really good. So like that, what, that handheld camera look and everything like that?
Yeah, but we because it's a documentary crew, they're actually like pros.
Yeah.
So we don't have that like shaky, make you sick kind of feel to the film, like purposefully, because we don't really like found footage movies that make you sick.
Yeah. Agreed. But the big news is tonight, Music Box Theater, it is the premiere, the Chicago premiere of The Lost Tree, Chicago film premiere. And where do people get tickets and where do they find out about the after party?
They can get tickets to the movie premiere. Like I said, it's open to the public for everyone. It's a hybrid. So even though we have a red carpet and we're calling it a premiere, it's still, you know, a movie showing. And
for
they
the
can get tickets
people,
for the
right?
for everyone,
for the common folk, yes.
for everyone. We don't judge.
Would you be there, Bill?
Yes.
Well, Bill, if you want to get tickets, you can go to the Music Box website and get tickets there, or you can buy them right at the box office if you're still on the fence about coming.
I'm going to buy extra tickets and scalp them before the presentation. Make a little extra money.
I figure, you know, maybe people will want to come and hang out with Henry Rohngartner tonight since the Cubs are racing for the pennant again.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be a nice added bonus?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Thomas, great to see you.
It was great to see you as well.
That's Thomas Ian Nicholas. Again, the movie The Lost Tree, Chicago premiere tonight at the Music Box. Go to musicboxtheater.com. All the information's there. Hang out for the after party. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN.